Yeah. Aren't they a beautiful congregation? And I guess I need to apologize to the male confirmands. Aren't they handsome, congregation? Members of the household of God, I commend these youth to your love and care. Do all in your power, folks, listen to this now, to increase their faith, to confirm their hope, and to perfect them in love. And to show them how a true family of God stands with them in the crossroads of life.
We give thanks for all God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love.
Together with you in the body of Christ, in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts,
and our service,
that everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Savior, giver, and keeper of all life, once again you have taken the substance of earth in your hands, fashioned it in your likeness, and given it the breath of life. We give you thanks for the birth and the life of each one of these youth. As we celebrate this decision in their life, we marvel at the spiritual journey they will take with you, a journey filled with faith in the midst of mystery, hope in the midst of life's challenges, and love calling them to serve. Guide them as they grow in faith. Let your peaceful assurance rest upon their family. Gently remind them of your strong presence and sure guidance. Help this church community, Lord, be a good and Christ-like influence in their life, so that they may come to know you personally and trust you completely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. After this service is over, which is just in a few minutes, I invite the confirmands to follow me after the benediction down the aisle so that this church can welcome you personally into this community of faith. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you all. I also want to thank these two for helping me out, the fellowship team and the junior and senior high Sunday school classes. Also provided a breakfast of sorts with wonderful things at 9 o'clock. So I keep fading in and out, don't I? Now, after experiencing, ladies and gentlemen, it is because of, through the centuries, people in this church and their faithful giving to this church and its ministries. It is because of your support of a director of youth ministries. It's because of your giving and your support of the youth in general of this church, tremendous support, that this can happen this morning. And so now, as we gather together, I just ask that you remember the awesome, life-changing way that your money helps this church minister to this community. Will the ushers please come forward as we accept your tithe and your offering?